Every 10 minutes, Seattle adds a new resident. That's put a strain on everything from housing to our overcrowded highways. It's also put the squeeze on small business people, including artists who've been priced out of the older buildings that once housed their studios. KUOW's arts and culture reporter Marcy Silman has more.
Dave and Nikki Keenan live in a bright green house on a dead-end street in Rainier Beach.
Rancho Verde, we call it.
The shutters on Monet's house were this color green.
Dave Keenan bought this wood frame bungalow more than 20 years ago. Now he and his wife are raising the roof. The Keenans are turning their attic into a studio. Dave is a musician, Nikki's a painter. When Dave's not playing a gig, they both work at home. Nikki used to rent a studio, but Seattle's sizzling real estate market makes that tougher these days. Commercial rents have risen more than 4% in the past 2 years, and that's a lot for an artist who works on a very slim margin.
I might be able to find something I could afford, but just wondering like when that building might be sold or when you're sort of pushed out of something you thought was, for me with art, I crave stability and like a space that I can call my own.
The Keenans know artists who've moved from Seattle to cheaper digs in Tacoma or Bremerton or Kent. And so does Matthew Richter, the cultural spaces liaison for the city of Seattle. Richter and his staff at the Office of Arts and Culture have created a complete inventory of Seattle's cultural spaces, from galleries to art supply businesses. Part of the goal is to match artists with the buildings they need to do their work. And that's not an easy task in a city with less than a 2% vacancy rate in the commercial and industrial buildings that make good studios.
We're not adding commercial space, we're not adding cultural space at the same rate that we're growing. And so all of the space, whether we're talking about an apartment or a studio or a gallery or a theater or a community center, all of those square feet are getting more expensive and are going away.
Given big problems like homelessness, the vanishing social safety net, and Seattle's crumbling infrastructure, who cares if artists can afford to stay here? Matthew Richter says it's not either or when it comes to city priorities.
It's the cultural spaces, I think, that define the neighborhood, that allow neighbors a place to gather. And so without those spaces, it's not just that it's a more boring neighborhood. It becomes a neighborhood in decline.
Back in Rainier Beach, Dave and Nikki Keenan aren't building a public cultural space. They just want a place to make their art. They hired a builder, but the Keenans have done most of the demo work themselves.
Everyone tells you that things take longer than you think they will, but I thought this would take us a day, and I think it took 5 solid days of work. But we're artists. We like to do it yourself.
Thousands of Seattle artists aren't as lucky as the Keenans. They have to scrounge for workspace in a city that's increasingly beyond their means. Matthew Richter thinks it's important to help sustain them through Seattle's current growth spurt. For him, culture's like sourdough starter. It's the yeast that makes a city rise again and again.
This boom's going on for a while, and it's going to continue for a while. The question is, when it busts, as it, all things bust, what fills that void? What do we go back to? And is there a countercultural flourishing again that drew so many of us here in the, you know, 80s and 90s?
In Rainier Beach, I'm Marcy Silman, KUOW News.